Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hi, it's Bill Billingsley here. All right, what are we going to do here, man? Efforts to inspire the next generation of basketball players. Golden State, LA 70. Golden State 66. We're at the Staples Center. Why am I watching this shit, man? Hockey is where it's at for me these days. A bunch of goddamn Canadians beating each other's brains in. I just need to see some fucking... Man, I gotta... You know, I just gotta see it, man. There we go. Florida Panthers. Look at the Panthers, man. Fucking Panthers are on a tear, bitch. And welcome to the pre-show. And what am I looking at here? The Panthers... Look at the hockey highlights. Florida Panthers were leading. Somebody just got a stick on a puck. Oh, wow. Looks like Columbus is coming back. Final, though, Florida 4. Columbus 2. The Panthers are kicking some serious ass in whatever division they're in there. What are they at? 36 points. Columbus only 25. What division is that? The Metropolitan or whatever the bullshit divisions they've got? I don't mean to say, you know what I mean. Hornqvist was, he had 3 shots on goal. Fox Sports Ohio analyst Jody Shelley. Why don't you get the Florida guys on there, man? Where's the Panther guy? The Golden Knights playing at the Blues Friday at 8 o'clock. 1,000th game for who? Biff Wiedemeyer? Okay, anyway. So welcome to the show, folks. Behind me, you see the ever-vibrating, ever-oscillating, whatever you want to call it, thing. No, the goddamned Audacity. Now, when are fans going to be allowed back into the goddamn stands? I'm getting my second shot Thursday.
Oh, you think you're so special, don't you, Mr. Hendry?
I guess you sort of think you're special, don't you, Mr. Henry? And I can appreciate that. If I were you, I'd lord it over people. If I were you, I'd lord it over. I guess you think you're special. I guess you think I know you feel you're pretty special, don't you? Don't you, Mr. Henry?
No, I don't.
Well, I mean, it feels to me like you do. Feels to me. I guess you think you're pretty special, don't you, Mr. Henry? I guess you think you're pretty special, don't you? I mean, I think it feels to me like you think you are, and maybe you don't, but maybe you do, you know?
What is that supposed to mean, man? Maybe I don't, but maybe I do.
I don't know. It feels funny that maybe you think you are.
See, I gotta compress the shit out of that phone, man. I'm just call me Mr. Compression, man. I like it. Oh, shit, that's...
Yeah, see? You got that signal flattened out. God damn. That's flatter than April used to be. Ow! Oh, fuck, April, I was kidding, you bitch. Oh, I didn't mean to call you bitch. I swear to God. I didn't really hit him, Miss Henry.
I understand, April. So,
thank you. See, he believes me. I know, but I don't know.
Hi, Phil. One of the things that we think is extremely important, we think this is something that's really important, and we want to emphasize this.
I'm telling you, that's funny. I'm telling you right now, that's funny. Hey, now, hey, fire, fire, woo, 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 woo. The way you walk and talk really sets me off. Word. Woo, 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 woo. I like Eddie Van Halen. I think Eddie Van Halen was great. I don't think there has to be an argument, you know. I prefer Hendrix. No, that's the wrong way of putting it. I don't even say I prefer Hendrix. Van Halen was, as you all know, two bands. You know, you had the David Lee Roth sort of party band, and I think you had the Sammy Hagar, a little bit more thoughtful, and I think, frankly, better writing. I'm sorry to say this, but I preferred the Sammy Hagar to the David Lee Roth band. Having said that, even the David Lee Roth band, when it came to Eddie Van Halen's playing, was fucking brilliant. So, I don't know what to tell you. I just think that when Sammy Hagar joined Van Halen, the band became, I don't know, dimensional for me. There was depth. There was lots going on there with their music. And that's just how I feel. And, you know, Eddie Van Halen's playing never faltered throughout either eras. Now that, when you talk about Jimi Hendrix, you're talking about a bona fide fucking stone genius with that goddamn guitar. The motherfucker brought sounds out of that thing that no guitar player before or since, and I would direct you to 1983, A Merman I Shall Be from Electric Ladyland. Is that Electric Ladyland? That fucking song, he's got orchestral sounds coming out of that fucking guitar. It's just, it just is the way it is. I'm not going to compare him to Van Halen. I'm not going to say, if you listen to that, you listen to it. I'm just saying, I prefer Jimi Hendrix's playing. I don't think there's any argument. I don't know with what some people would give you an argument between Hendrix and Van Halen. There's no comparison. You know, Jimi Hendrix, you're talking about, it's like God and the Son of God. That's you know, I'll give Eddie Van Halen the Son of God status. But he's not going to get guitar God over Jimi Hendrix. Just isn't going to fucking happen. Call me prejudiced because of my age. Call me old and doddering and stupid. Whatever you want to fucking call me. I know what I'm talking about, and that's fine, and that's great, and that's wonderful. It's like people say that John Bonham is a better drummer than Ginger Baker. Yeah, John Bonham, for the music he played, was a goddamn great drummer, but to tell me he's a better drummer than Ginger Baker ain't going to fucking happen. And I've had people give me that fucking argument over and fucking over and fucking over again. Baker could play jazz, rock, he could play it all. However, there's no winning. I get it, you know.
I mean, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that Jimi Hendrix was good or wasn't? What are you saying?
I'm saying I liked Hendrix.
All right, but the point that I think a lot of us are taking exception to is that Eddie Van Halen was and is a great guitar player. Okay.
No question about it. Eddie Van Halen, great guitar player. I give you that.
Okay. Why can't you then make the step from that to him being as good as Hendrix? Would you say that?
That's a ridiculous thing to talk about.
Why?
Because, first, what do you mean as good as? They're both great guitar players.
Yeah, but you're not going to give it up. Yeah.
Hey, look, Santos, what is Henry, a girlfriend that you're out for the first time with and you're waiting for him to give it up?
What the fuck are you talking about? I think this is an argument.
Woo, 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 woo. Fire. Boo, boo, boo. Fire. Man. Woo, 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 woo. Really shoot my shot. Boy. Really shoot your shot. Where's my fucking characters? What? How to roast a turkey breast. Oh, shit. This is actual notes that I got off the internet while I was at Jackie's house. We were cooking turkey for Christmas. Who's the caddy? He couldn't get rid of it?
Yes, it's Vernon Dozier. And from Canada, you know, but most of us have been those kinds of people. I don't think you're going to have a problem with anybody. I don't think you're going to have that problem with most people, you know, because most people when they say that, you know.
You're, and being from Canada.
Being from Canada has got nothing to do with it. I got rid of using the N-word, and my commendation to Jimmy John, what's the guy's name?
Who's that guy that, who's the motherfucker? Who's Papa John? John what? Shit. When you shake what you got, and girl, you got a lot, you're dynamite, child. Yes, you are. What the fuck are we doing here, man? Ah, fuck me. Steve Bozell, Jay Santos. Did Jay Santos use the N-word on some guy? And that guy, what's his name, John? So where we at, man? When you shake what you got, and girl, you got a lot, you're dynamite, child. You really shoot your shot. All right, man. I think I'll just have the modulation going behind me today. You know? Fire. Fire. Stax Record Party with amazing friends like Judy Clay, William Bell. Oh my God, there's Janis Joplin, Dick Duck Dunn, one of the Mad Lads, James Alexander. That dude's from Big Brother and the Holding Company, I think. Rufus Thomas, Carla Thomas, William Bell, Judy Clay, Duck Dunn, Steve Cropper, far out. Isn't that Booker T there? It's really awesome. I follow Steve Cropper on, what is this shit? I follow Steve Cropper on Facebook and love to see his posts about the old days in Memphis. You know, he was at Stax Records. You know, he was a session player in Memphis for Carla Thomas, I believe, with Wilson Pickett. You know, he played on Wilson Pickett's records, played in Sam and Dave records. I mean, this cat, Steve Cropper, and Booker T and the MGs, I think the whole group at one time or another, were all session players. I know I probably sound really stupid when I'm talking about this, but I think I'm remotely correct. They were all outstanding musicians. Al Jackson, Donald Duck Dunn, Steve Cropper, Booker T. And then there were the Memphis Horns, whatever the fuck they were called, I forget. Those cats were on, I just about everything that came out of Stax, I think. But Connor Hellebuck. Okay. All right, so I think what we have here is we got Jay Santos.
Phil, that's correct, and I just want to do an update on what happened. Okay, I want to do an update on what happened. The Citizens Auxiliary Police does not stand for any racism. Right, Phil? Here's what I'd like to do. First of all, I want to say that the Citizens Auxiliary Police does not stand for no racism.
Here he is. Here's my idea. And my idea is very simply this. If you think you're going to use the N-word, okay?
I did not use the N-word.
I heard this guy use the N-word late last night about a quarter.
Yeah. See, he's stuck in the same loop.
Why do you guys get stuck in these loops, man? Phil, you do it to them. Phil, you are in control of the show.
Yeah, I was pulling into Hagger's, which is the... I'm in Glendale. I got Jay Santos for some reason. What are you doing in Glendale?
Excuse me. What do you mean? What am I doing in Glendale? I go anywhere I fucking want. I go wherever I want. We go... Citizens Auxiliary Police branches out occasionally. We're in Glendale.
I was at Higher Bucks in Glendale, which is a high-end pharmacy. And I had backed in... and I was backing in, and I got this guy, Santos. And Santos is telling me all of a sudden, and then he busts out the N-word.
I won't explain that, okay?
You did what?
I'm going to explain that, all right?
Yeah, that better be a good explanation.
I want to explain it.
I hope there is, because I didn't hear it from him. He goes, hey, N-word, you're backing it in.
First of all, Jesus.
All right, hold on.
All right, but I'm going to finish. He goes, hey, N-word. You're backing it in, you. And I said, what did you call me? So I jumped out, and I had Lanny Swiggins with us, with our coaching staff. Otherwise, I would have taken that pith helmet off of you, and I would have pushed it down over the top of your head, and you had a night like a collar, a pith helmet collar with the top busted out.
You know, I understand that. You said that. And I would explain the N-word, Mr. Hendry.
You actually used that word.
First of all, Papa John said that he has spent the last 2 years getting rid of the N-word out of him, and nobody's getting upset with him. Papa John seems to be mentally retarded. I don't know what his problem is, you know, but... I'm trying to get the N-word out of my shit.
All right. So that's Jay Santos, and that is Vernon Dozier. You shake what you got. And girl, you got a lot. You're dynamite, child. Yes, you are. When you're hot, you're hot. Really shoot your shot. Fucking team, I'm looking at the Nashville. What's with black and gold? Why don't you guys come up with a different fucking color scheme, okay? Ain't it Pittsburgh? Aren't those Pittsburgh's colors? Boston's colors? Every other motherfucker in the world, black and gold? Who's this guy? Spiritual leader to the rich and famous until his stunning fall. That's pretty interesting. People are suddenly spending millions on digital art. Millions. Read now on Vanity Fair. Carl Lentz, chief famous New York pastor, celebrities. Then a cheating scandal blew up his life and left his Congress questioning everything. What'd you do, man? Oh, you wandered, you strayed. So you got some fame, you got some money, your female congregants were sort of gathered around you, dude. They wanted to fuck you and suck your dick and everything. And guess what, Mr. Jesus Man? You couldn't resist, could you? Yeah, you fucked up like Jim Baker did and all the rest of those motherfuckers. Yeah, you did, dude. Okay, I'm ready. Teddy?
Hello, Phil. I haven't talked to you in so long. Hello, Phil. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time. Dave Castorini. Hello, Phil. I haven't talked to you in such a long time. It's great to be with you. It really, truly is. Hello, Phil. I have not talked to you in so long. Hello, Phil. I have not talked to you in so long. Hello, Phil. I have not talked to you in so long. It's great to be with you, though. It really is.
All right, man. All right, baby. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know you're hot. You're hot. Really shoot your shot.
Just wait till you see the zombies.
So, right. Yeah. Dig it. Oh, shit. You know what I gotta do, man? Gotta check it out, man. See what I got. Check it out, man. See what I got. Check it out, man. See what I got. Gotta check it out, man. See what I got. And check it out, man. See what I got. What the fuck is this? Okay. I gotta check it out. See what I got. Check it out and see what I got.